Well, we are going to continue the hour by talking about an exciting event coming up on Sunday, October 9th. Table is hosting its Empty Bowls event from 3:30 to 6:30 at the Carborough Town Commons. Soup, bread, and cookies, live music, plus you'll get to select a beautifully handcrafted bowl donated by local artists. All of the proceeds go to support Table's effort to feed local kids in our community. TableNC.org is the website. Go there and find out more. We are joined in the studio right now by Suzanne Tormolin, who's the Director of Community Relations for Table. Suzanne, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So that was the 15-second summary. Tell us about the Empty Bowls event. 10th annual event this year?
Annual event for Empty Bowls.
Awesome.
And so that's one exciting thing. The next exciting thing is the first time we'll be in person again in several years. And we're also at a new location. Typically, we're at Weaver Street Market, but we are at Carborough Town Commons this year. And we're excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
We have some great restaurants joining us this year to donate soup, bread, and cookies, as you mentioned. Weaver Street Market, Venable, Market & Moss, Root Cellar, Grotta Diner, and Carolina Inn.
These are good places.
They are.
Yeah.
We're excited. And they've got some really fun soups. There's butternut squash, potato leek, tomato basil, so maybe a little chicken noodle soup.
I'm ready for this right now.
Now, if the weather can get a little cooler.
Yep, yeah. Well, we got a couple of weeks, so
yep.
October will be cool, I'm sure, right?
It
always
will
is.
Be.
I grew up in Michigan. I remember snow in October sometimes. So
sometimes.
I'm sure. So what is the experience like for people who go and if people haven't been before and they're thinking about it, like what will they experience?
And really over 10 years, it's become a community tradition in Carborough.
Mm-hmm.
People gather for the afternoon. They enjoy the food. They enjoy the live music that's going to be there. Yeah, it's just a really great feeling. And everyone comes together for the cause of feeding local kids in our community. Our potters, once again, have joined in. We have over 200 bowls that have been donated so far.
Gorgeous bowls every year.
They are, and we're still collecting them and more coming in. With your tickets, we have three different levels. There's a VIP ticket, which will get you early access to select your own bowl online, in addition to all the great food that'll be at the event. When VIP ticket purchasers arrive, their bowls will already be prepackaged for them to take. The second ticket is bowl and food, and there you can come eat and you get to look at all the bowls and you get to pick which ones you want. And then also if you already have a lot of bowls and you just like to come enjoy the experience and have some food, you can buy a ticket for that as well.
Love it. Speaking with Suzanne Tormolin again, TableNC.org is the website for more on Table and the work that they do. The Empty Bowls event is Sunday, October 9th, 3:30 to 6:30 at Carborough Town Commons. Again, it's an annual tradition, and it's a really terrific event, and it all goes to support the work that Table does year-round to feed local kids. So tell us about that work.
Yeah, right now we are feeding 800 kids a week, and we are delivering door-to-door. So this is something we changed with COVID, and once the school shut down, we had to redo our operations, and now 3 days a week, we have about 45 volunteers who will deliver 800 bags of food to the kids in our community. So it was a great change for us. We're reaching more kids. We're providing more food in the bag since the kids aren't getting them at school. More fresh food. So it's great. We are busy as anything.
Is the need growing still?
The need is growing. So right now, there are 5,000 kids in Orange County on free and reduced meals. We're serving 800 a week, so there's a gap there. And right now, Table is bursting at our seams in our current space of 1,944 square feet. We can't serve any more kids in that space. And we can't grow our food access and nutrition education programs. And even when we have volunteers in, it's we're kind of stepping on top of each other. So the need is growing, and we definitely want to continue to fulfill that need.
And so you're moving, right?
Yeah. We have exciting news today.
Yeah.
We are announcing our public phase of our Room to Grow capital campaign. And the funds from that are going to support the renovation and move into the new space that we've purchased. The new space is at 311 East Main Street. It's literally right down the road
right
from where
downtown.
We are today.
Yep.
So we're really excited. The new space is just going to provide us so much more to help feed kids in the community. There's going to be room for a loading dock. there'll be room for walk-in refrigeration, because right now we can only keep so much fresh produce in our office. There'll be a larger warehouse space for non-perishables. One thing we're really excited about, there'll be classroom space and meeting space. We can start to really partner with the families we serve and other local nonprofits just to help feed the local kids.
Nice. And 311 East Main Street, so that'll be East Main Street right downtown, right by like Surplus SIDS, right?
Right next door. Yep.
Awesome. Again, tablenc.org is the website. Go there and find out more. The Capital Campaign is going on right now. The Empty Bowls event is coming up on October 9th, which is a Sunday. Downtown at Carborough Town Commons is going to be a terrific event. And if people can't make it to that event, what can they do to support Table otherwise?
Yeah, there's a couple things. One thing with the Capital Campaign, our goal is $3.25 million. Mm-hmm. We have raised 60% of that, so we're at 1.95. We're excited also to announce today that there is a matching gift challenge. So for every dollar that's donated to the Capital Campaign between now and September 28th, we'll be matched up to $50,000. And that's in thanks to Molly and David Shivers, who have been longtime supporters of Table. Other ways people can donate, they can go to our website and you could support our operations. It is $20 a bag to feed our kids, $80 a month. You can become a monthly donor, which that helps us to predict our operational costs throughout the year, or you can be a one-time donor. There's different options.
TableNC.org, the website, for more information on that. Speaking with Suzanne Tormolin, and as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks need to know about any of that?
I think we covered a lot, but no, come out on October 9th to Empty Bowls. It's being presented by Shannon Kennedy of Hodge & Cantrell. And also, if you visit our website, you'll be able to click on the homepage and read all about our Capital Campaign and how you can donate there.
Empty Bowls is Sunday, October 9th. Mark your calendars, 3:30 to 6:30 at Carborough Town Commons. And you can get your tickets today at tablenc.org. Go there and find out more about the Capital Campaign, Room to Grow, for that new location, which they'll be moving into before you know it. Suzanne Tormolin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.